Several years ago, a local teenager named Dennis was diagnosed with leukemia. Dennis was a Jehovah's Witness. And Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe in receiving blood transfusions to extend their lives. The doctors respected his wishes. 3 weeks later, Dennis died. KUOW's online editor, Isolde Raftery, tells us more about Dennis and the legal and ethical issues surrounding his case.
Dennis lived in Mount Vernon, Washington, and he was really dedicated to his faith. When I knew Dennis, he was 12. Actually, he was 11 to 13 is when I knew Dennis. And he was one of the most charming kids I've ever known. He and I would go to dinner sometimes, and he could be the most mature kid you'd ever met, or he could throw French fries across the restaurant and try to peg people just to be funny, just to get a laugh out of people.
You had known Dennis because of a story you had reported years earlier. But after that, Dennis got very sick. What happened?
In 2007, Dennis arrived at Seattle Children's Hospital and learned that he had leukemia and that he would need a blood transfusion to get healthy enough to start chemotherapy. And he refused. He said, "I don't want a blood transfusion because that goes against my faith." And doctors at first believed he would change his mind, but he didn't change his mind, and he really remained steadfast. And in time, the doctors came to a decision that he was mature enough to make this decision. He was mature enough because he understood the consequences, that he would die if he didn't take this blood transfusion.
He was living with his aunt, who is a Jehovah's Witness. That's how he came to the faith, and she backed him up on his decision.
That's right. His aunt had a really awful task of supporting him. She had rescued him from his parents, who were drug addicts, loving parents, I want to say, but not able to take care of him. And she drove to Idaho one day and rescued him, provided a really loving and happy home for him. And here she was basically advocating for him to die. That was the conundrum she was facing.
And what's the law in Washington about a 14-year-old choosing to die and that kid's guardian saying, "It's okay with me"?
There is no law that says 14-year-olds may choose to refuse life-saving care. What there is a judicial doctrine from 1967. That means a judge ruled that, in this case, an 18-year-old was mature enough to make his own medical decisions. This wasn't a life-or-death case. That means that Washington State has this mature minor doctrine. Other states do this differently. There are mature minor laws across states, and a lot of these mature minor laws are about consenting to care, and only two states say that kids are allowed to actually refuse care. And a common practice at Seattle Children's is to always transfuse babies that are Jehovah's Witnesses. You always override the parents in that case. But in this situation, Dennis was a teenager, and they believed that he deserved respect. The question is, are children allowed to refuse life-saving care? And that wasn't answered until Dennis died.
So who decides?
Well, so the law doesn't say who decides. In this case, ultimately, it boiled down to Dennis's doctor. And at the 11th hour, they punted to the courts and asked a judge to make the decision. And the judge ruled that Dennis was indeed mature enough to make this decision.
So what's happening with this very gray-sounding area in Washington law?
Nothing. After Dennis died, his sixth grade girlfriend, believe it or not, went to the state and asked them to pass a law saying that in life or death cases at a hospital, the state would have to be immediately called. That bill didn't go anywhere. So we're left here with Dennis's name is not in any Jehovah's Witness literature that I was able to find. There was no formal review at Seattle Children's Hospital. There was a lot of internal conversation between doctors in oncology and in the ethics department, but no formal review. This is a case that doctors at ethics conferences call a case that haunts us. And yet nothing has happened, actually, to say, okay, how can we determine that someone is mature? There's no protocol right now determining maturity. It falls down to one doctor using his own subjective judgment. So there's nothing to help people come to this decision.
That's KUOW's Isolde Raftery speaking with Bill Radke. She tells Dennis's story in more depth at our website, how the people around this boy took on the burden of figuring out what his faith meant to him, and whether he or any of us knows what it means to choose between life and death. You'll find that story at our website, KUOW.org. This is The Record.